This inconspicuous module is based on the ESP32C3 and offers a 1.44-inch color display with 128 by 128 resolution, controlled via SPI protocol. Here I will show how easy it is to get started with it, how it can be batch uploaded remotely via Wi-Fi, how to display a simple animation, and compare the display speed between software and hardware SPI. In addition, I will check if an older ESP tool can handle the ESP32C3. The product often appears under the heading ESP32C3 Desktop Trinket Mini TV Portable Pendant, LVGL 1.44-inch LCD ST7735, and can be purchased for around £40. I received the whole thing after purchase in such a box, properly protected. Also included is a simple case based on spacers and a key fob. The attached sticker, Y sticker, with QR code, refers us to information from the vendor. And here is the module itself. In addition to the classic boot, bootloader mode, and reset buttons, here we also have two additional buttons on IO 8 and IO 10, as well as having pads from several pinouts. You can see the 25Q128J VSG memory, all 16 megabytes of it, and of course the ESP32C3. There is also a 1.27mm connector for connecting a Li-ion cell and a micro USB connector. Information from the vendor leads to a short tutorial documentation at Diagram. Li-ion battery support is handled here by the PL4054. 3.3 volts, with 5 volts from USB, is provided by the CAT6219. Flash memory is, as mentioned, the W25Q128, and the display, UNO demonstration program. The demonstration program is pre-loaded on the board and displays the image as soon as power is applied. I couldn't find an English language manual for its use on the web. But basically, it just requires a Wi-Fi access point to be set up on our phone with the data. It then connects to it and then downloads weather information for our location via our phone's internet connection. The top bar successively displays the downloaded data. The program source can be downloaded on GitHub. Flash copy and error, unexpected chip magic value 0x1B31506. To start with, I started by making a copy of the original factory program, and by then I had already encountered the problem. I used my tried and tested esptool.py, which I installed once along with the ESP support for Arduino. However, this ESP tool does not recognize this board. This is because it is version 3.0.2, as indicated by the path itself. Therefore, it is better to download the latest ESP tool from GitHub. You can already in .exe form. The newer ESP tool v4.8.1 win64.zip was able to rip the batch without any problems. I have posted a copy here. Easiest program in platform IO. Some people still program in the Arduino IDE, but I find it easier in platform IO. This environment is an add-on to the free Visual Code, which I have described more extensively in earlier topics. How to program a Wemos D1 ESP8266 board in Arduino shape. Arduino OTA in platform IO. Clock on ESP12 and MAX7219 display. Tutorial, Part 1. Arduino OTA Basics. I have created a new project. I couldn't find this particular one from the topic in the boards, so I used another one from ESP32C3. To start, I ran the UART alone, without the display. Myplatformio.in. One call to upload and monitor later. Everything started working as expected. We are running the display in Platformio. Okay, but we didn't buy this board to not use its display. It needs to be made operational. You will need two libraries for this, Adafruit ST7735 and ST7789 library. Adafruit GFX library. These can be added via the Platformio GUI, or simply add them to our platformio.ini and PIO will download them itself. Then we can start Hello World ST7735. Here, it is important to set the PIN indices appropriately, as they may differ between modules. Here we have in sequence Adafruit ST7735, Int8TCS, Int8TDC, Int8TMossy, Int8TSCLK, Int8TRISTA. Runs the display in software SPI mode, itbang. TFT.initr, initr black tab, initializes display with appropriate configuration for ST7735. TFT.fillscreen, color, fills the entire screen with.